Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be with me than any other place on the planet in this now moment. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful, so thankful, and so prayerful that you're always being inspired to go higher, to reach deeper, to be ever more committed to doing that which is yours in your clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying, and resurrecting so that you walk the face of this earth in your wholeness, in your divinity, in the truth of the all that you and I each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. Because there is no greater gift, there is no greater wealth, there is no greater blessing, and there really is no greater success for where we are in this particular dispensation, where we are literally being called to remember, to rise, to care, to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the intention is to phase our lineages out of existence and to put us in a place where we have not ever walked in the light of the truth of the all that we were, that our blood was defiled, that we felt entitled to be completely adulterated, that whatever we do is all right because Jesus and God will forgive us anyway. There is karmic debt that is just fulfillment of the law in terms of reaping a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that we have sown over the years. And it's wreaking havoc in our bodies. It was never the will of existence or the will of God for us to be sick and decrepit and infirmed and having our body parts removed because they are so polluted and filled with so much waste. It matters that we dispel the spells over us and come to a point in place where we care to be revivified in the light of the truth of the ones that we were born to be as these ones that realize the oneness of existence. The ones that care to walk in harmony with the laws that govern our being upon the planet. The ones who realize that we've come into this realm from another realm of eternity, and we are here to literally exalt a full effort in our living, that we have not been given license or been certified and degreed to do anything other than to live our lives by the intelligence of existence. Now, the miseducation that we've gotten, the religious indoctrination that we've experienced that has given us the thought that it is our free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire, passion, lust, or whatever that we care to cultivate is part of the usurpation of our right mind. And it matters that we care to be righted, to be corrected, to be rightly aligned with that which is the will of our being, the will of all being, to come to a point and place where we realize that to truly live in the love and the peace and the poise and the power of our Creator means that we exalt the right of all other beings, races, and nations to have the right to their lives. And not to just be in a place and space where they are commodity, business, slave, for anybody. And so for ones and ones to feel as though they have been given permission by that intelligence that we refer to as God to depopulate the planet, to undermine everything and everybody, including the earth and her populace, all of her minerals, her gems, her riches, as well as her creatures, to realize that that was never the intention of existence, for there to be anyone who wars against existence itself. But because there is law, we can be comforted in the reality to know that nobody gets away with anything, but we cannot sit on the laurels of other ones who sacrificed, other ones who were freedom fighters, other ones who raised up and tried to do whatever they knew to do, but to realize that nobody really gave us the fullness of what is required until now, in terms of our own personal degrees of responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living. In terms of us being told forthrightly that you cannot kill yourself and then be successful in this life. To be in a place and space where you are being warned, but you are also being encouraged to do that which is truly yours on a daily basis, because nobody can free you from yourself. And so coming to a point in place where it really matters to us how we walk, how we stand, and how we live, so that we're not just aging, we're not just getting old, we're not getting sicker. We will not require anybody else to take care of us, because we have been so careless with ourselves that we can no longer take care of ourselves. I mean, who really wants that for so many people to have come to that point, regardless of how fabulous they were, regardless of how talented and how educated and whatever. And I'm just saying, in order to walk as liberated ones, education is not enough. Being highly educated is not enough. Being highly degreed in a system of miseducation is certainly not enough. Being talented, gifted, and skilled is not enough. Being in a place and space where you have so much beauty and so much charm and are so handsome and debonair is not enough for us to really understand the quality of care and the clarity of mind and the cleanliness of blood and the openness of our heart and our right alignment with that which is life itself, in order to dispel the spells that have been over us for generations, to have us thinking that we can undermine ourselves, we can feed our appetites. We do not have to be disciplined. We do not have to be caring. We do not have to be loving. We do not have to do any of the things that we heard that we needed to do in terms of loving this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. We've heard it, but no, don't nobody do that. We ain't got to do that. That's not something we got to do, but we do got to go to school. We got to get up, go to school. We got to find a job. We got to pay our bills. We got to pay our taxes. That's what we have to do. So thinking that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional, or the way to God is optional, is part of the misalignment. We have to come to a point in place where it truly matters to us that we will stand in the light of all that we are as these points of thy absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to a point in place where we are no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about doing that which is ours. We are here to honor and protect our children, to ensure their path. We are here to honor and glorify the ones through whom we've come. We are here to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving. We are here to master ourselves, our thoughts, our minds. We are here to learn how to truly accomplish the greatest thing, which is our self-mastery, the self-realization, self-actualization, and standing in harmony with the oneness of being. And so for whatever other accomplishments we make in terms of how much money we've generated, how much money we spend, how much money we save, that is not the same as really cultivating the truth of the wealth of yourself and being in a place where you are infinitely blessed because you have created and cultivated so much value. Because of the quality of person that you are, because of the quality of thought that you have, because of the ingenuity, the genius, the creativity you having tapped into your inheritance through your DNA and invoked and call forth the greatness of your lineages to be the evidence of your richness and wealth in this particular dispensation. And so I am the one who is consciously caring to encourage us, consciously caring to have us in a place and space where it matters to us that we will be vivid in our own self-reflection, self-expression, self-realization, because realizing who and whose we are is these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and being supremely intelligent is the greatest degree of political consciousness that we can truly have. And to be in a system that talks about government for the people, by the people, when the people are being poisoned and the people are being seduced into thinking that they have the right to poison themselves and their generations, and then think that there is some government, there's something that they can do to be self-governing, when they have no degree of real discipline and are out of attunement with the basic laws of being directly. So there is no real democracy. It's a demoncracy going on in terms of people being devitalized and degraded and depressed and oppressed and suppressed and violated, usurped, so that that which was inherently theirs in terms of their genuine gifts is no longer there. And the system of oppression that began to undermine the kind of training and education that ones and ones got, particularly in communities of melanin-dominated ones, where there was no longer home economics, there was no longer classes of engineering or automobile mechanics or electronics. I mean, there were a lot of other options that were implemented in the school system 30 years ago, 40 years ago, that gave young men and young women opportunity to learn valuable skills and trades that are no longer there. And then by the time we factor in all of the artificial colors and flavors and nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, pesticide, herbicide, antibiotics, all of the chemicals that their bodies have been assaulted with, and then to add on top of that all of the vaccinations that are scheduled, supposedly. You understand? So no, let's really get and understand that it is a system of oppression, and that these are things that have been decided by those who do not have anybody's best interests at heart. And to realize that the realization of law, the actualization, the consequences, the harvest, the law that says that you will reap a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that you have sown. And so our realization that the government that was established here through the usurpation of the land and its minerals and its animals and its nations that were already established here on North American, Central America, South American continents, that we really have to realize that there is no way to get out of this except in the full realignment and redemption and reorientation that comes with the cleansing of the blood, that our bloodstream cannot bear the violation of violated beings, and then we be a free people. What those who were on the front line of the civil rights movement and the Black Power movement and all of those ones missed, and ones that are still missing, is that you cannot feed from those who are your oppressors. You cannot feed from the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and whatnot, and then maintain or create something great, because you see that everybody is in decline from having participated with it, from the defilement of the bloodstream. The spirit is charged upon the blood, and the quality and the condition of the blood is going to truly lay foundation for the quality and the condition of the thought, and the thought and the capacity for true thinking and creative thinking is going to lay foundation for the quality of life. And it will also influence the longevity. And so we see so many ones who are having tragic dates with fate. So many ones who were so incredibly gifted, talented, whatever, that end up having died from this, that, or the other, having car accidents, plane crashes. In your mind to say, we are already in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence and being gifted with its, with each and every breath. It's not that there is something greater for us to experience than life itself, but to realize that the greatness of life itself is that it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that we each have been gifted so much of that, and we can have as much absolute and supreme intelligence as we can handle. But there is so much more for us to accomplish in the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, so that we are no longer having to be cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. To come to a point in place where we are not participating, to realize that doctors do not have to be a part of your life. Neither do the pharmaceuticals, neither, you understand? So I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, yes, it is necessary for us to remember the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being, but it is also necessary for us to come to a point in place where we care to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. It is our time to realize the power that we've been gifted with, the imaging, the capacity for imaging, seeing, visioning, not with just the physical eye, but with the with ones we call the first eye. Other ones refer to the third eye. But being in a place where you realize that everything that we see is the evidence of that which has been seen in the mind's eye. And each of us can say, I am. And every order of being has a natural gift towards exalting a full effort in its living. Every order of being has a natural inclination to thrive in its life, to exert its intelligence, to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to mate, to perpetuate itself, and to respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. For every order of being is intelligence, and the nature of intelligence is that it loves and exalts its right to its freedom. And although we have seen how those in captivity, no matter what order of being, they may get to a point where they can accept it, but not without the compromise of their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. We're in a place and space where it should matter to us that we are harmonized with the will of existence, because there is nothing, there are no edicts, there's nothing that has come out of this government that is sufficient to ensure the liberation and the resurrection of anybody. Even the golden rule at this particular point, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, is really marginalized when you are a detriment to yourself. So one who is a detriment to themselves will surely be a detriment to other ones. So at this particular point, we have to begin to really realize that, one, the whole Constitution is insufficient to ensure the progression of the nation, that each individual one has to come to a point in place where we demand for ourselves and from ourselves and of ourselves that we will align ourselves with that which is the source of all being, so that we can be restored, harmonized, reconciled, redeemed with that which is the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life. And to come to a point in place where we don't care is to come to a point in place where you will be, there will be less of you. Because you have to care in order to become more. You have to care in order to enhance and develop yourself. You have to care to really be rightly aligned. You have to care to cleanse yourself in order to heal yourself. You have to care to walk as a liberated person, liberated from the addictions, liberated from the degradation, liberated from the pain, the gain, the games, the shame, the guilt, the blame, liberated from degradation. Liberated from the valley of the shadow of death and the shadow of the valley of death. You have to care. And you have to reach for that which is beyond what you've been given, because what you've been given is not enough. You have to really reach for absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth to be infused into the fabric of your very being, to come to a point in place where you have done the inner work of really exalting a full effort, opening your heart and your mind to the divinity and acknowledging the divinity of all of existence itself. Because there are those who want the best, but they want the best at the detriment of other ones. And therefore, you cannot have the best. Because no one's prosperity, in truth, depends upon the detriment of anybody else. Because we are in a system of law that is beyond what men have created. There is cosmic law and universal law, and the laws that govern our existence in this realm. And we cannot break it. We have to be harmonized with it. We have to come to a point and place where it matters that we are filled to overflowing with the gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness of our being. But you have to realize that the real I in you has to be truly activated, and to see that you are already so gifted and so blessed that your money and your cars and your things do not give you the substance. It's just things. And when a people have been taught to devalue themselves and have been devalued as a people, then they want the things. They want what their oppressors have. They want what the slave master have. They want what the dominating culture has. And we can have any of it and all of it, but we were told to first seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, the right alignment with the truth of who you are within that body that is the temple where you meet God. I mean, there is order that we must follow, and we have been out of order. And to make us feel better being out of order, our religious indoctrination has pat us on the back and say, well, your nature is sinful, and God knows that you're sinful, and nobody expects you to really be divine. You only have to call upon Jesus. You only have to submit to Allah. You know, you have to follow the mandates of Muhammad or this one or that one, but you really do not have to aspire to any greater stature of person. And I'm saying, no, your realization of the truth of your being means that you will apply yourself wholeheartedly to becoming a greater person, not just having things. That your light, your love, your wisdom, your truth, your peace, your poise, your power, your potency, your integrity, your high ethic, your morality, you understand that you will represent the lineages through whom you've come with every good thing that you have in you, that you care to be in a place and space where it matters, and you are intensely intentional in walking in the light of the truth of yourself. You are intensely intentional in doing that which frees you from sickness, illness, and disease. I don't know why it's people feel that they are so entitled to be sick, that they work towards their sickness. It's not that they are just falling sick. No, they're creating sickness every day. And a lot of it started before you could even make legitimate choices in your own behalf, because your parents were undermining you and grandparents were undermining you. And that's why we're having to take the time in our now moment to realize that this is our time to raise completely up, to be in a place and space where we are no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about walking in the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, and to be in a place and space where nothing really matters except to be in the fullness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the Absolute. To stand on behalf of life, to stand on behalf of light, to be in the harmony with the laws that govern us. There are so many ones who put so much time and energy into the laws of the land, but you will not always be on the land. You understand? We've come to the land. We did not come up out the land. We've come to the earth. And when it comes time to leave the earth, if the only thing you've applied yourself to is the laws of the land, then you have not properly and will not have properly applied yourself to who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so I consistently care to inspire you, to encourage you, to have you in a place and space where you are literally caring to walk the face of this earth in the truth of yourself, because there is no greater way to really ensure our wellness, our health, our wholeness, our care to be in alignment with the will of existence and to meet the edicts that have been issued from the exalted realms for our liberation and for the exaltation of the divine feminine as a prerequisite for the wholeness to be established within the whole of humanity. Because in order for all of this contrived garbage to be happening, it's because degradation, the violation, the rape, the molestation, the murder, the subjugation, the domination of the divine feminine is the bane of existence. And these ones who have been in a place and space where they feel so entitled to be wrong, they feel as though they're not happy unless they're out of order. You understand, to be in a place where you prefer to be wrong, you prefer to be out of alignment with that which ensures your life, that which ensures your safety, that which ensures your progression, that which ensures your prosperity, your ability to literally ensure the greatness of the lineages through whom you've come. And there are those who know that they do not want to have children. There are those who have children and have not cared for their children. There are those who care for their children and they know that their children have the right to walk a greater walk and have a greater life than what they'll do anything to give that to them to ensure that they have that. But to come to a point and place where we are complicit and complacent and co-conspiring with a system that undermines children with all of this garbage food, this is why we must raise up and we cannot depend upon a government, regardless of who is in office or whatever office, if they themselves do not have sense to call a moratorium on murdering and killing and undermining and usurping the life force and the life currency of other ones as for profit. These are not ones that we need to be depending on. These are not ones that we need to be trusting. These are not ones that we need to invest any time or energy listening to. You must come to a point and place where you are caring to walk in the greatness of who you are. In order to do that, you have to really clear and cleanse and purify your bloodstream so that you are literally walking in the greatness, restored in the greatness of who you are by creating what I refer to as the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, artificial colors, and all of the residue from all of this garbage that has modified our behavior to the degree to which we would prefer to be in the ditches and valleys of degradation, a valley in the shadow of death, as opposed to walking in the realm of eternity, and living in the rainbow as these points of the presence of the absolute on behalf of the eternal order, the eternal government, and as evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the inner circle, those who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and consistently praying that you are always inspired ever more to go deeper, to reach higher, to internalize all of the truth that is resonating in your being so that we are harmonized in our care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these points of your own very presence, as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For our coming to a point and place where we realize the one real eye that sees through every eye and that we're respecting it as all. We're in a now moment of eternity that is calling us to care to do that which needs to be done. To be in a place and space where we realize that we cannot be successful in doing what we've always done when what we are doing is not progressive. When we are literally seeing the progression of error, more and more dysfunction, more and more degradation, more and more dis-ease, more and more obesity, more and more autism, more and more incarceration, entrapment, all of the things that are making people question whether God actually exists. Because we are ignoring the reality that we are immersed in nothing but the absolute and supreme intelligence that is life itself, that it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that in this now moment, we're having to bypass the world because the world as we know it is destined for its own destruction, not the earth, and not those who will be harmonized with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, the light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, the laws that govern us. But to be in a place and space where we are willing to no longer support the violation of other beings, that we are willing to clear and cleanse our bodies from the contaminants of a death culture, from the residues of dead animals, dead pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and hens and alligator and crocodile and ostrich and Cornish hen and all of the animals that are eaten all over the world. It's as if nobody ever really understood that the primary law of existence is to respect and to honor all there is as existence itself. And we may have heard it a little differently by saying, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. But then there are those who put us in a place and space where we do not consider animals as beings, as those who are deserving of the rights to their lives. We're in a place and space where it matters that we understand that in a world culture that has established murder, theft, usurpation, destruction as a way of being, that we're in a place where we cannot participate. And to think that billions of creatures all over the planet are murdered on an annual basis, billions of creatures, and so many are rotting or not in the bodies of people, poisoning the blood, charging the blood with violation, which creates violation to come into the experience of those who are violated. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that there is no such thing as supremacy based on hue, supremacy based on race, supremacy based on nationality, supremacy based on anything other than absolute and supreme intelligence and absolute law. And that the fulfillment of the law is absolute love, and love is the harmony of truth, that all exists within the realm of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating the heart, has designed absolutely everything and everybody everywhere to serve its own purposes in the exaltation of life. And to know that there are no ones who've been granted life, who've been gifted life, who've come into this realm to do anything other than to exalt life as purpose in being. And so in our now moment, we, as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and men, the progenitor of lineages, whether we bore children through our own wombs and loins or not, everyone is here for the purpose of ensuring the progression and the continuation of their lineages. So for there to be in full effect an agenda that is genocide, depopulation, and zero population, and for so many ones of the religious sector, the churches, the synagogues, the temples, the school systems, all cultures are participating in it, then to understand that that is the evidence of the progression of error. It is not the evidence of there being supremacy in the thought that is wicked, in the thought that is deceiving, in the thought that is usurping, in the thought that is murderous, in the thought of being right by virtue of might. DNA lockdown through behavior modification, in the assault at the cellular level with nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, antibiotics, hormones, pesticides, herbicides, flavor enhancers, shelf stabilizers, FD&C colorings, blue lake dyes, and all of this stuff that is putting people and putting children in the place where they do not have access to the fullness of their own light, to the fullness of their own ingenuity and intelligence. So to be under a system of oppression
and then be completely complicit and complacent with it is the progression of error that is going to create more and more disease, more heart disease, more cancer. Because there is no way to serve death, no way to serve the depleting of the ones, no way to be totally antithetical to what the purpose in being is and then be able to survive it. And so I'm in a place and space where I am encouraging all who are within an earshot of my voice and my messaging on any and all platforms in which you can hear Adama speak, to come to a point and place where you are allowing everything in you to exalt a full effort in your living, in your consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are able to stand as a liberated being, liberated from sickness, illness, disease, depletion, degradation, violation, inebriation, intoxication, incarceration, all of those things that are the evidence of the ill of our society. And in order for there to be such a plethora of illness, then know that that has to be the evidence of a sick people. Because a healthy people, a healthy mind, is not going to create multi-trillion dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. There is no prosperity in it. But the people themselves, you are going to have to make a decision yourself to honor your life, to realize that there is no greater gift than life itself. And you will never, ever be able to create anything greater than who and what you already are. As a living, intelligent, loving, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, there should be no death here. But we've been sown in the belief that death starts as soon as you're born. Crazy. We've been sown in belief that death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, fate of what it is to have lived. But we also heard that the wages of sin is death. And we also heard that the nature of humanity, the nature of man, is sinfulness. And we've also heard that in the realm of eternity, all death is suicide. And we've also heard that suicide is the one unforgivable sin. And we also heard that those who believe in me shall have eternal life. And we've heard that life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So which way are you going? What are you living for? What are you striving for? What are you creating in your life with your thought, with your actions, with your beliefs, with your sowing and reaping? I'm just saying is that to have a system in place that is the perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, death, inebriation, intoxication, degradation, violation, incarceration, militarism, out and out genocide and murder, then understand that those ones who participate in it, those ones who are paid for their services on behalf of those institutions of sickness, illness, disease, and death, you are creating sickness, illness, disease, and death as your own reality. Why? Because there is law that governs existence. That which you do unto others will be done unto you. And so I'm grateful and so thankful that we do not have to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. You do not have to participate with it. There is a way now for you to pull back, sit down, and really give this some real thought, that whatever your diagnosis, whatever the prognosis, whatever you've been told about whatever your condition is, you are the presence in that body that can decide a greater thing for yourself. You are the one that has authority in your life, over your life, to recreate your life. And it's not based on what the doctors are saying. It's not based on popular opinion. It's based on you realizing that you are at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you have authority to say what goes in your life. Beyond the corporate deities of death. Beyond the systems of miseducation and violation and degradation and all of that. You can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to be made whole, to be healed, to be saved and delivered from that path of adulteration, having been fed like kids and coming to this place and space where you've never truly matured. You just had the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of chemicals and stuff robbing you of your life force. But by virtue of your care to exalt a full effort in oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and clearing and cleansing your body and reestablishing the integrity of the truth of who you are as a living presence and intelligence, then you have the opportunity to be completely healed. We're in such an auspicious moment in timelessness, because there are so many ones who are literally awakening and realizing the trick, the manipulation, the agendas, the lies, the delusion, to come to a point and place where you realize the real I in you is seeing and knowing itself as life, and you are completely worthy and deserving of your life, because you will never have anything greater. All of the money that has ever been printed, all of the coin that has ever been minted, put it all together, it does not have the value of one beat of your heart or one breath that you take. And so to really relish and bathe in the conscious thought of how blessed you are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart gives you leverage, because you know that you are worthy and deserving of the fullness of this experience of living in the rainbow, of rejoicing, of celebrating in life. But to also care to rise to the duty, obligation, and responsibility of exalting a full effort in your living to glorify and honor the lineages through whom you've come. The way that we have been miseducated for the purposes of employment, for the purposes of maintaining a system of oppression, and to see how each generation is being assaulted with more and more artificial colors and flavors and chemicals and garbage, you and I are having to rise completely up and call an end to it. And to know that we have the opportunity and we have the responsibility to do it, but you cannot be giving your children and your grandchildren the flesh of dead animals, the hot dogs and hamburgers, the hot pockets and all of this cheese and all of this flour, this paste and glue, and think that you are doing anything other than supporting their stupefaction. There is more autism and more delayed development mentally, more of that than ever before, because you have those who've been licensed, certified, degreed to be doctors, to be nurses, to be school superintendents, to be teachers, to be nutritionists, And they are on the front line of administering garbage, signing off on the garbage. You understand? I'm just saying, to have a system in place where you have been licensed, certified, and degreed to be the perpetuators of oppression, to maintain a system of oppression, and then think that because you are getting good paychecks, that means that you're successful. No, you will end this day in your life in pain and suffering, because what you do unto others will be done unto you. So we're dealing with the first level of violation in terms of the violation of other beings, the speciesism that has been supported through religion, where you feel as though you are entitled to feed off the flesh of other beings. And these are not beings that you have loved and kept well and whatnot. We're talking about the industrialization of a meat industry where the animals are so sick that 90% of all of the antibiotics are used on those animals because they are filled with so much infection, so much disease before they're slaughtered. And then their carcasses are being fed to you and fed to your children as happy meals. So no, we are in a place where we have the responsibility to call forth a boycott of the death industries, to realize that there are no ones, no matter how black or how light their hue and complexion may be, no one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, that which we refer to as the creator of all or God, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. There's no way to survive it. There's no way to really stop this cataclysmic ride with demise unless you really take the time to see how you are participating, how you are honoring, how you are blessing, how you are facilitating the greater good. Wherever you work, with whomever you're living, with whomever you've been given charge of. But I know that we are in a now moment, that we have the opportunity to shift gears. We have the opportunity to raise completely up. We have the opportunity to speak life into every fiber of our own being. We have the opportunity to literally remember and to charge all of those who come into our sphere of influence with the responsibility to remember the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being. We are in a day in timelessness where a few are not able to liberate the many. The many are going to have to liberate their cells. To have been under a system of cellular oppression for generations, and the violation against the integrity and the divinity of being with alcoholic beverages, the carcasses of dead animals, all of the pesticides, herbicides, chemical poisoning that is going on, and then to think that there is any progression other than the progression of error, the progression of illness, and the progression of death, allows you to really come to a point where you are having to take responsibility to exalt a full effort in your living, to repent from your own participation in supporting the violation of other beings and feeding from it. But to understand that in this now moment, you can have whatever you like, but you cannot be a detriment to yourself and your cells and survive it. You can have and do whatever you like, but you cannot thrive off the degradation, the deprivation, the violation, the subjugation, and the domination of other ones. In all of those countries, England, France, Spain, Portugal, Turkey, all of who participated in whatever degree of enslavement that they participated with, however they are, including the United States, however they are consistently complicit in the oppression and the degradation of their children and their elders and their women, then know that these ones are in free fall, and that women, the divine feminine that is in every man as well as every species and every woman, is being called to respond correctly and directly to the forces of existence in the exaltation of life and the continuation of existence in the progression of the will of the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our now moment is filled with opportunity for healing, for renewal, for rebirth, for revitalization, reorientation, the reconciliation, and the harmonization of our wills with the will of existence, and to know that the order and the intelligence of existence will always be victorious and triumphant. And if we care to be victorious and triumphant, then it will be because we have done the inner work of clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and resurrecting as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all being. Its will, its light, its love, its law will eternally prevail. And those of us who care will harmonize with it if we care to live and to thrive and to prosper. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.